This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Android. Recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel on Apple Podcasts. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. This is where you can suggest topics to us, among other things. Also, chat with Heat fans all day long. And we pop in there for Q&As from time to time. So check it out. Link right here in the description on the podcast feed, also on the YouTube channel. We got big news from Prize Picks, a sponsor of this episode. They have a new promotion. It's better than the old promotion. Here's the deal. First thing, Prize Picks is again legal in the state of Florida. No worries. Our code is still usable. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. All you got to do is sign up with that code, F-I-V-E, deposit whatever you want, place your first lineup, $50 in promo funds will appear in your account instantly. That's all you got to do. You play a $5 lineup, and you get $50 instantly. If you know what the old offer was, this one is better. So check it out. This is the time to try Prize Picks. Literally cost you $5. They're handing you $50 with your first $5 lineup on Prize Picks. So go to prizepicks.com, use the code 5, F-I-V-E. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yay. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Wait, here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And pat we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. I got Brady Hawk. You can follow at Brady Hawk 305. We got a three-part series that we're going to do here. This is somewhat unscientific, because certain players could be in other categories. This is going to irritate our guy Sean Rochester to no end. It also does not fit with the whole positionless motif of the Eric Spoelstra era. But we got to figure out a way to how to break this up, or else these episodes are all going to be an hour long. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do first the smalls, then the wings, and then the bigs. And in each of those episodes, we are going to identify one thing, one realistic thing. Okay, this is not like the unlikely to be earned incentives like Tyler Herro winning Defensive Player of the Year. One realistic thing that each player can improve that will make a difference for the Heat this season. We're going to swing around. Everybody's going to give their one. We will comment on it. Here are the players we're going to talk about today. The aforementioned Tyler Herro, who has a new look. I don't know if you've seen it. Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson, the recently acquired Alec Burks, and Josh Richardson. Those are the five primary we're going to talk about. Now, there are a couple of two ways on the roster also. Drew Smith and Josh Christopher might touch on them before the end of the episode. I think feel like Heat fans are more excited about one than the other, but it is what it is. Let's go to the most controversial one first. Brady. Tyler Hero.
Yeah, it feels like whenever we talk about this guy, we tend to get repetitive because it feels like we've talked about some stuff over the last few seasons just because every offseason feels like the same exact thing. But I will say, like, when we think about, like you said, like realistic things, and I think of like things that can actually move the needle for this team and for him specifically, it's the free throw thing and the physicality. It's just him playing a little bit more physical because he has such a smooth game. And as much as everybody, we talk about him being so polarizing this time of year, like he's such a smooth scorer. He's one of the league's best, smoothest 3-point shooters. He has a really good mid-range game. He's just a solid offensive half-court scorer. But the thing that takes him to the next level is the free throw thing. And we talked about it last year. He talked about it at Media Day. It was kind of trying to make that jump because that's what puts you in a different level as an offensive player, is when you're consistently able to put pressure on a defense, get to the line, slow down the game, make it easier on yourself and just get easy ones to kind of it's kind of what juices up your points per game in a lot of ways when you're able to kind of get to the line constantly. But I think it's more like about his style of play where it's just trying to be less finding dead spots and more about just trying to be like in some ways. And I hate this comparison because this is it should be the opposite comparison. But like what we were talking about Pella in Summer League, where he just puts his shoulder into people kind of. Where he just plays such a physical thing where he puts like the referees in a position to make you call it because he plays so physical that in some ways Tyler could do that because they're already overplaying him. I just think that would just change everything. It would change a lot for this Heat offense. It would change a lot for him as a scorer. It would make things so much easier on him. And we've yet to see it. Like I was looking at some of the numbers even just before we started, like the free throws attempts per game. It was just under 2, then just over 2. And then his third year was over 3. And then it dropped to 2.7, and then this past year it was 2.6 a game. So I think if you can find a way to just make that jump specifically, and you could the rest of your scoring game, your three-point shooting, everything could stay the same, and you become a much better player than you were the year before. So that moves the needle to me.
All right, so what we're going to do with each of these, once we all come up with one, is the other two are going to evaluate how realistic that is. So I'll start. I think there are other things that he can improve. I just don't have a lot of confidence in this. I feel like I agree with you. It would make a huge difference for him to get to 5 free throw attempts per game. Because as good a free throw shooter as he is, you're talking about 2 extra points, really. And those 2 extra points on a team that struggles to score are meaningful. But I just don't think he's ever going to get the benefit of the doubt from the officials. I don't. And to be honest, he looks thinner to me. I don't. It looks like he's now again. There's time before camp, but typically he loses weight during the course of a season, and it does not look like he's bigger. I don't know. Again, maybe just it's the videos and he puts certain things on his Instagram. I just don't know that there's going to be a discernible difference in the way that he's called. I don't. And also, as we're talking about him being more of an off-the-ball player to benefit this team, that probably means fewer of those opportunities to even force the officials to make a call. Alex, do you have any confidence he could add 1.5 to 2 free throw attempts per game?
I think it's possible, but I wouldn't bet on it, to your point, and completely agree that that would be a really nice addition for him, you know, and this is something we've talked about with him. And like Brady mentioned, it's really tough to come up with, like, you know, things that we haven't talked about before, right? Because it's the same player. Like, you know, he's gotten better. I'm not saying he's plateaued. Like, he's gotten marginally better over the years, and I think there's been growth in his game. And, you know, last summer there was the kind of talk about him putting on weight, and it was like a narrative where it got to the point where, like, the questions were being asked about it before the season, and he did look bigger. And like you mentioned, and like he talked about during the season, he'd lost weight throughout the season, which is completely reasonable and expected because of all the damn cardio they're doing running back and forth out there. Like, he, you know, credit to him, but I think he's got to do more. I think that there's only so much he can do. Like, I don't expect him to become, you know, Iron Man from one summer to the next and look gigantic. I just, you know, his lower body, his core, you know, just in general, I feel like it's not up to snuff with where it should be. And that's easier said than done. And, you know, who am I to say that, right? But I'm just saying from what I watch, right? Like the way that like offenses hunt him as a defender and people can just kind of go through him. And again, like he's got pretty decent like positional IQ as far as where to be, like when to help. I think he's gotten better at that. But because of the physical limitations, I think you gotta kind of like overcompensate a little bit in the stuff that you can get better at, because he's not going to, you know, get taller or grow longer arms. So I think like if he puts on more weight, it would help with the free throw stuff. It would help tremendously with getting hunted on defense, because again, like being in the right place can only do so much for you, right? A lot of times he's just going to end up trying to like shade the guy towards the help, because the one-on-one is not necessarily the best decision versus a lot of those star players. So it would be huge if he put on weight and was able to get to the free throw line more. And again, not get hunted. I don't see it happening. I think, like you mentioned, the more, you know, the stuff that we've been talking about for the past couple of seasons, him playing off ball and kind of accepting that role a little bit more, replacing some of those mid-range shots for threes, even though he'll still be taking them. But, you know, just trying to kind of like get the trend going back where he's taking even more threes. I think at this point with his build is probably the most you can ask out of him. And I think he showed an ability to do that and a tendency to do that when he actually got to play with Terry. We just didn't see it very much. So those have been the two things with Tyler, I feel like, the past few years.
I'm going to shift to Terry, because I feel like, you know, as we've talked about how this thing can work, some of on the offensive end anyway. On the defensive end, there are going to be challenges that I don't think either of them can really overcome to become a trusted backcourt for 25 to 30 minutes a game. I think it's going to be spot duty for them. Again, they may start, they may close, but I do think there's going to be pockets of the game where Spoelstra tries to separate them a little bit and use them with Duncan, or try to find, maybe it's a Jaquez in the backcourt or a Highsmith in the backcourt or Jimmy, okay, or somebody else that can provide them with a little bit more size and a little bit more physicality defensively. Here's my thing with Terry. He's got to finish at the rim better. That's the single biggest thing. Because I'm looking at the rest of his numbers, okay, and he shot 42% overall with Miami after shooting 46% in Charlotte. It's a little odd for efficiency to go down when your volume goes down, but that's actually what happened. He averaged 18.3 attempts in Charlotte, obviously not a winning situation there. He averaged 14.5 in Miami. He was very streaky from three. We know that's part of what you get with him, but he ended up at 37% in Miami after he was 36% in Charlotte. It's just that when it's just like he's not a consistent 36 to 37%. He'll go like 20% for 3 weeks, and then he'll go like 50% for 3 weeks after that. That's just part of what you get with him. But again, the one thing that stuck out to me is he can get to the rim. He just struggles to finish there. And, you know, I'm looking at his free throw percentage, 91%, right? Average only 2.2 free. Are we talking about Tyler? Tyler averaged more free throw attempts than Terry. I mean, Terry averaged 2.2. He was 4.3 in Charlotte. Actually, his career is 2.2. Okay, that's so he's not going to give you free throw volume, which again means he's got to finish the shots he gets at the rim. Like the rim pressure is only useful if it results in 2 points. You know, getting there and then spraying it out, or getting there and throwing up something crazy, ultimately doesn't get you anywhere. And that's, again, we're talking about two guards that are both very skilled offensively, but small compared to others at their position. Okay, whether it's Tyler's overall physicality or Terry. And Terry has a wingspan, obviously, that Tyler doesn't have. But again, you're not getting finishing at the rim really from either of them. And that is problematic. And I think it has to come from Terry. Like that percentage has to go up, Brady.
And this is why the rim pressure thing, I think, is so important, is all of the rim pressure is coming from the guys we're going to talk about in the next two episodes, and probably mostly the next one, because it's pretty much all coming from their wing room. Like, you have Jimmy, you have Jaime, that's providing a good portion of it, and ideally you have Jovic that's doing it, and Bam does it as well, where it's like all of your rim pressure in a lot of ways coming from these bigger guys that you do need that from your guard room, and that guy needs to be Terry. Like, the speed he has, the handle he has, the quick moves, like all that stuff that we saw when he was really in a flow is things that can really put pressure on a defense. And it's why that we want to see him play with a guy like Khalil Ware, because we think he can get him opportunities in that way. But I totally agree with you. When if I was to give my answer, I would write with you. I think the efficiency of the rim is what moves the needle, because that's what opens up everything in the lane. Because there was certain times, if we remember to, right after they made the trade, like right when Terry is first, like maybe five games with the team, every time he drove, he was wide open, like right by the rim. And he wasn't taking those shots. He wasn't taking little floaters. He wasn't taking layups. They knew he wanted to pass it because he was so passive early in his Heat tenure. That can't happen. Like, he has to come in with the mindset, and I think he will, just because he's been with the team now for a whole offseason, that he's going to come back and probably have to put his head down a little more and try to attack and get in those spots, and maybe not settle for as many deep mid ranges and turn those into like better twos, where you're going into more floaters, into more runners and layups and things you talked about. That I don't, with him, I don't expect the free throw numbers to change. Like, I think who he is. He's just such a smooth, like creator, that he's almost not looking for contact ever, that it's more about finding separation, that it's just not his game. That I do think the being able to finish through contact and through traffic and all that stuff would change things the most. And like you said, like, the they don't have many options on this team to fill that gap. So like, somebody has to step up and be that person in the rim, just with rim pressure constantly for this offense.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, that's the thing. We talk about speed. This is a team that didn't have a lot of it. They've added athleticism at certain positions, I think, with Ware most, you know, definitively, most specifically. Do you think Terry at age 31 is suddenly going to become a good finisher for his position at the rim? Can he be?
I don't think he's 31 yet, but but regardless.
Well, he's turning 31, isn't he? Hold on a second. You're correct. Oh, you're right about that. Turning 30 this year. That's right. Sorry, my bad.
I mean, whatever. Regardless, I'm with you that I don't think he's going to be, you know, he's going to have a huge jump there. But I agree. Like, I think he's one of those guys who can actually beat people one-on-one on this team. And, you know, I think you really felt the rim pressure in the sense of, like, all the shots created for others, right? Not to mention, you know, the self-creation, you know, that he brings. But as far as the playmaking, I've talked about it so many times since they've acquired him. It's just completely, you know, exceeded my expectations. And I think you've really felt it there as a positive. It's the assist turnover percentage was fantastic, you know, with him on the Heat. And I think if he was more of a threat to score at the basket, it would be even better, right? Because I think at some point, if he's just going to keep finishing at a, you know, at a poor level, like, what a team can decide is just like, okay, we're not going to send an extra guy there. We'd rather just take, you know, Terry's like whatever shot out of two over, you know, potentially giving up an open three. And I think the Heat, you know, that wouldn't be good for them because of, you know, what we're talking about here. Like, you'd rather create the three than, I think, Terry have to, you know, finish in traffic over maybe a big, like, I just think he's got to get better at the easy ones. And, you know, I feel like he has his type of shots, like Brady was mentioning, in the paint. Once you get a little bit deeper, like the floater, he's a creative finisher. I think he's got a little bit of everything, like as far as touch. I just, you know, when he's so small, I get why it's hard to finish down there. But 100%, that would be huge. Because like you mentioned before, Ethan, it's just their backcourt, man. Like, you're getting low-level finishing from both. Now, Terry's getting into the paint more. And like I said, you're still getting good stuff out of having an extra creator out there because you're generating offense. So it's still been positive. But, you know, he's got to be more of a threat to finish out there, I think, to be more dynamic and kind of keep defenses on their heels.
All right, when we come back, it's going to be Alex's turn, and it's going to be Duncan Robinson. So we'll get into that. When we get back, I want to talk about a great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network, insurancebylinette.com. Two N's, two T's, 954-581-8800. We know that insurance rates have skyrocketed. Lynette can help you keep them down. Okay, life insurance, renter's insurance, car insurance, the insurance agency that works for you, based in Lauderhill, services the entire Tri-County area. Again, insurancebylinette.com, our biggest Heat fan, probably the biggest fan of Five on the Floor out there, 954-581-8800. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space.
and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so Alex, Duncan Robinson, let's remove one thing from the table. Let's assume health, okay? So let's assume that the back heals, is not degenerative in any way, rest is what was required, and returns to what we saw the first half of last season. What's the one thing?
You know, I'm going to go right back to my element of saying this is tough. And it is, because we've already seen Duncan add so much, right? Like, it feels like he's very much been maxed out. And I mean that with all the positive thoughts. Like, I thought he had an incredibly improved season last year. So it's hard to, like, come over like, okay, add another thing to your game. I think at this point for him, based on who he is and his build and all that, his time in the league, I think it's just about polishing certain things. And I think, you know, you saw him add levels to the dribble handoff game and the two-man game with Bam. And just in general, I think that mentality, right? Like, if he's healthy and back to having that mentality, he's already going to be extremely dangerous and lethal for this offense. You saw him add like a certain confidence when getting to the rim off, you know, playing off of his gravity as a 3-point shooter. And, you know, you saw that with him as a passer as well. Like, I just think the confidence there was huge. So now it just feels like to me, the only thing you could ask him to improve is, like, you know, be willing to occasionally take, you know, more of those middies whenever they're open, right? If he's, you know, coming off a handoff, if he's attacking and, you know, he doesn't, there's going to be help at the rim and he doesn't want to take something there, you know, if for him to throw that up, you know, maybe a floater, like that part of his game, kind of the in-between shots, I think is kind of the only other thing I could come up with, right? Because I don't think he's going to become magically a much better defender. So that's about it, because I just want Duncan to get back to where he was last season. But if you want me to say, you know, that's what you can improve, be a little bit more willing to take those shots when they're there. But I already feel like he's done an incredible job. Like, you know, when he's playing in his sets and, you know, playing the two-man game with Bam, it was fantastic last season. Like, there's not much to improve there with their chemistry.
It's funny. We've talked about three guards, essentially, if you consider Duncan a guard, all of whom are better offensively than there are defensively. And all three of us focused on things they can improve offensively, because I kind of feel like we've given up on much improvement for any of the three defensively, which again speaks to why the rest of their players, their wings and bigs, need to be so good defensively to cover up for what's going to be, and also Spoelstra, obviously, in the scheme, to cover up for what may not be there defensively. All right, we only got a little bit of time left. We've got a couple players to go through, so we'll make this quick, okay? Alec Burks, Brady, from what you've seen of him, and he's on a minimum contract, as is Jay Rich, basically. From what you've seen of Alec Burks, what can he improve from? I mean, again, this is a fully formed player, but what can he improve in the Heat system?
I think it's just about being within a role that is simply just taking a bunch of spot up threes. Like, it's really that simple, because I think that's going to be his role. It's like knowing, just being an experienced player that could step into a regular season rotation when guys go down, which is feels like it's very possible that guys will go down for this team at some point, that he could just step in and kind of just play that spot up role that they wanted at the beginning of the season from Swider, but they didn't trust him enough to play him in the regular season, that they wanted a player like, and I'm not saying Burks is like the same style of play as Swider, but they wanted a spot up shooter that they could just throw in the mix and just say, just put a bunch of threes up and be experienced. Like, they just didn't trust him on the other end of the floor. And I don't know if they'll trust Burks consistently on the other end of the floor, but I think just the experience level and everything like that, the thing that the Heat roster could improve on is just him being within a box almost. Like with the Knicks, it was like he didn't have an opportunity. And when he got his opportunity in the playoffs, he was just throwing it all out there. I think they want to limit it in training camp and say, when you do get your opportunity, it's going to be pretty simple. So that's going to be a big difference for the regular season roster, because when guys went down, they didn't have much three-point shooting a lot of the regular season.
All right, Alex, J. Rich.
Oof. I was already thinking about, like, what the Alec Burks stuff. J. Rich, man, like, you know, we did that pod a couple of weeks ago comparing him and Alec Burks and K-Love and how, you know, how much each of them will play into the season. And, like, all I kept going back to was getting somewhere near the defensive level we thought he would be at. And that doesn't mean, you know, at his peak, right? I'm not expecting he's on the other side of 30 as well. He's, you know, he's not very old yet, right? Like, I still think he can be better than he was, and he was showing some improvement there before his season ended. I think it's outside of that, there's not much you could ask for. I think, like, he showed you positives on offense more than the defensive side last season, and we expected that to kind of be the other way around. Like, he was pretty reliable when he wasn't trying to do too much, when he was just kind of playing in the flow of the offense. I thought he was reliable to hit an open three and reliable to kind of, you know, hit the occasional midi. He has that little right hook kind of shot that he takes sometimes. Like, he has his set of shots, and he was good at that. So I would like him to get back to the defensive level, and of course, you know, just have concerns about the shot and all that with the surgery.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alex. To me, that's the easiest one of all these. Like, they need him to provide what they expected him to provide on the defensive end. It's really, any offense is really a bonus. Any ball handling, I know that this, right, in a half court. And I know this team is short on, you know, point guards, so to speak. I mean, obviously you've got Rozier and you've got Drew Smith, really. I mean, it's traditional point guards. I mean, unless...
Yeah, they're point guards in the bigs episode.
Right. Right. The other point guards are in the big episode. Right. This team is totally weird. And, you know, the point guard that looked the best in Summer League is not signed to them to this point, Isaiah Stevens. So you say, okay, J. Rich is going to need to do some of that. But really, he'll be on the floor if he defends. Like, they need point of attack defense. And last year, he looked lost on defense, I thought, for the first 20 games. I thought it got better as his offense got better.
I thought he looked good in zone.
In zone, right. And in zone, you know, again, they don't have Caleb now, but they still have Highsmith. And Larson, somebody we're going to talk about, I think can be very effective for them defensively too if he gets minutes. But Josh is just going to have to defend. Like, that's the conversation. Because he will have games where he just gets into the mid-range, makes some of those floaters, makes those little 12-foot jumpers, and then occasionally hits a three that you're like, no. Oh, okay, good. It looks good. But it's the defense for him. He's got to get, if he's going to stick here beyond this contract, he needs to play defense, really, at a high level. All right, I want to thank Brady. I want to thank Alex. Next episode, we will talk about we didn't get into Drew and Christopher here, but we can blend in the two ways as we go along. Next episode, Butler, Jaquez, Highsmith, Larson, a little bit of Keyshawn Johnson. And then we'll do Bam, Jovic, Ware, Love, and Bryant in the last episode. Brady, how long are we going to spend on Thomas Bryant?
We can make it its own episode if you want.
I mean, in August, he's going to be a week. All right. Thanks to our sponsors, insurancebylinette.com. Prize Picks. Use the code 5. $5 is all you got to put in. They're handing you $50. Seriously, this is like government checks, okay? They're just handing you money. But they don't do that anymore. All right. Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.